All right, good to have you back. We're going to stay on that that story, obviously, with Pete Hoekstra. We'll stay on top of that in the days to come. In fact, we're arranging to meet so that we can go over the whiteboard, if you will. You have to, if you want to control the world, you got to have a whiteboard. You want to win in business, you got to have a whiteboard. You want to make these things work, you got to have a whiteboard. It is the way to make it all come together is the whiteboard. No question about that. So, I want to go to bite number one here. Bite number one, because we've got numerous issues occurring at the same time, as you know. You've got Omicron now, which is the COVID variant of the week. Is it any worse, any better? Well, the fact of the matter is they don't know. Might not be much concern at all. Could kill us all. Probably someplace in between, my guess. But the CEO of the American Trucking Association says federal mandates on vaccines, and I'm going to use this as an example of what's going to happen to healthcare in America, for example. I've been telling you for a while now, if these mandates are pushed through by the Biden administration for January the 4th, in about 200 days, hospitals in small communities all over this country will go out of business. They cannot possibly survive. Many of these hospitals have vaccination rates less than 50% of their staff and faculty, okay? They get 70% of their funding from government programs. So if the government requires them to get people vaccinated in order for them to work on their staff, they'll lose half their staff. And if they refuse to comply with that demand, they'll lose 70% of their income that comes from the government, from reimbursement, Medicare, Medicaid, all of that. So we're clear on that, okay? But the CEO of the American Trucking Association says mandates will send thousands of people into retirement, into quitting, into all of it. We've had a record-setting amount of people retiring, quitting work altogether in America. That's where everybody went. They just quit. I can make it on what I've got. I'm not getting the vaccine. Listen to bite number one. I want you to hear this. It's incredibly telling about how the mandates are destructive to who we are as a nation. And it's not just America. It's globally. It is destructive to the economies of the world. And I think they know it. Listen.
I want to be clear and qualify this, that this isn't about being pro or anti-vax for us. We've been moving the vaccine, PPE and test kits. So this is something our industry is very forward leaning on. But in our sample survey of our fleets, it came back as 37% of our drivers not only said no, but hell no. Now, let's just take a conservative number. Let's just say 3.7%, not 37%, were to actually leave rather than get the vaccine. That'd be catastrophic. We're already short 80,000. That's going to inflate it to 250,000. So for us, you know, we've tried to be very clear with the administration that if you do this, I understand the logic behind it, but if you do this, these are the consequences.
If you do this, you will have at least 250,000 truck drivers out of the game. We're 80,000 short right now. 80,000 short right now. You've seen the backups in Long Beach and Los Angeles. You've seen the fact that the container trucks aren't there to pick up the load. The ships get unloaded, and the reason unloading ships is going so slowly, there's no place to put the containers. These shipping containers that you see all over, there's no place to put them. Because the trucks aren't there to get it out of the way fast enough. We're going to be talking about this in the next hour. Average time to unload one of these giant ships, crane operator, 3 days. Right now it's running three times that, 9 days to unload a ship. Why? No space on the ground. What do you think that does to the economy? This whole idea that Joe Biden said we're going to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're going to get this all done, doesn't matter. Where are you going to stack it? There's no place to put it. And if Joe Biden insists and persists on this vaccine mandate, you're going to have less and less and less drivers every single day. Now, if you're a young person and you want to make some money in this world right now and not have student debt, getting a qualified CDL, commercial driver's license, with some endorsements, they make you some real money right now. Go to driver's school. Get hired for some real money. Now, I know some folks are out there still struggling with driving, but the fact of the matter is right now, the demand is so high for drivers, you can write your own ticket if you have the ability to drive or to get your own rig or whatever it might be. All right? And U.S. workers are not just quitting in the trucking industry. They're quitting elsewhere. A record number quitting their jobs in September. 4.4 million workers in the U.S. resigned. They walked away. States with the worst results, Hawaii, Montana, Utah, and Oregon. And why wouldn't you want to retire in Montana or Hawaii or Utah? I mean, just it makes sense, right? Montana has the nation's biggest share of employment in the arts, entertainment, recreation, which includes jobs in museums, theaters, amusement parks. Second fastest increase in people quitting in September, only behind Hawaii. Apparently sitting on a beach and not having to worry about it is much more interesting. Quitting became more attractive for workers in the Northeast, too, including New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. Apparently that's quite an option in those areas as well. And the fact of the matter is, educational services, teachers, janitors, guidance counselors. Number one area for people quitting their jobs, teachers, janitors, guidance counselors, people in education. States with the highest share of jobs in education are concentrated in the Northeast. And so that creates a big problem for education of our young people because there you have it. Teachers saying, you know what, I'm out of here. Whether they have a fear of the virus or a fear of the mandate of the vaccine. Either way, they're gone. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
American history and civics education is at a turning point. Will we allow bureaucrats and lobbyists to choose what school kids are taught, or will we teach the whole truth? My friends at Hillsdale College argue for teaching the truth. They've made the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum downloadable for free at k12.hillsdale.edu, available to teachers and citizens just like you to share with other concerned Americans. This complete K-12 history and civics curriculum is designed to give educators guidance, not mandates, and allow students to learn the tragedies and triumphs of American history as it really happened. Our kids deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum that was created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and upholds the dignity of each individual. America's future depends on an honest, candid look at our history. Download Hillsdale's 1776 curriculum for free today at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu.